Blog Talk Radio.
everything you're doing, God. We thank you for all that you have done. Because in these days, we need a Savior. And that Savior is you, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You all, please share this post, because sometime people that know you need to see you. They need to see what God is doing for you. People that know you need to know, especially a person like me that once was unfiltered, that once didn't care what I said or how I said it, but as long as you knew I said it. You see that neck? Yeah, I worked it. I worked it. But God had to come inside of me spiritually to work naturally in me to make me see that sometimes you can murder a person with your mouth, whether it's words that come out or the words you didn't say. Sometimes you can murder a person. What I mean by murder them is their spirit. Because if you kill the spirit of a person, they don't know that God is God, because you may be the only person that they see that represents God. Y'all will catch that later. Y'all will catch that later. Because, see, I may not speak with proper English, and I may not speak with an elegant voice, but, see, God said that he will be abased and abound. Wherever you lay your, make your bed, he said he'll be there. Whether you make your bed on the curb or you make your bed in the White House, God has somebody somewhere that know how to speak the language. See, we was taught young about the tower. When the people was on one accord before God had to tangle up the languages. Because, see, he makes sure that wherever you at, he's going to send somebody where you can understand the language. You know, so, you know how we throw this up, say we're from the west side. You know, we throw up other signs that signifies who we with and where we from. So we wear our hats a certain way to let people know who we with and where we from. We wear certain colors to let people know who we with and where we from. And I said all that to say this. I said, God, I have this prayer cloth. I need to start putting it on because I want you to know who I'm with and where I'm from. Who I'm with and where I'm from. See, I had to get in my word because on this week I said, Lord, you know, last Saturday I went riding on my bike. I participated in an event that's called We Fight and We Ride for Life. A cousin of mine, Juan Blue, she asked me to participate in this event she had because she has an organization. I think the name of it is Angel Driven Community Center. And I said, when she told me what she was trying to do, how she was fighting for the community. And when she was told, when she told me how she loved the Lord and how God told her to open her mouth and God told her to do what he told her to do and told her, don't worry about it because I got your back. And when she began to speak and talk, and I began to look on her Facebook page and different things she was doing, I said, this girl has so much love in her. It reminded me of my mom, how my mom once told me and my sister, don't worry about who I let come and stay with us. Don't worry about who I let come over here to the house. She said, I love them. I have enough love in me to love them, but I still have enough love to love you all too. It was never no, she was too tired. It was never no, she didn't have time. She always found time. And as I got older, I realized my mom found time for everything and everybody but herself. That my mom took, she loved us and people so much, She took care of everything and everybody and bought things for everything and everybody. But my mom always mattered to take care of herself last. Now, that was a woman that knew what season she was in. And back to Blue, we did this ride, and I enjoyed riding my bike, and I was playing the record, "It's a New Season, It's a New Day, God's Anointing is Coming My Way." That's what I kept hearing the song say, and I said, "Lord, I don't know if that's what the song say," but that's what was in my heart and in my spirit. And I was writing, and I was listening to different music, and I was listening to the music I was playing, and I was thinking about God, and I said, "God, what is it that I'm supposed to do?" Like Chadwick Boseman, I can't think of his name, but Black Panther, the guy that died, when he received the award, he said that when he gets to heaven and he sees God, he wants to say to God, "I used all the talents that you gave me." And I'm paraphrasing it, but the way he said it, that thing hit me in my heart. So I said, "Oh, God." I said, "God, please, when I get to heaven, I want to be able to say, when you said that you do what I told you to do, I will be able to say, 'Yes, Lord,' and you will say, 'Correct. You did.' I want to be able to use my talents that you gave me. I don't want to be that one that buried it." And I'm going to tell you why I said that. Because, see, we know we've heard the story over and over growing up. Some of us just not hearing it now. Not saying we never knew it, just that we just didn't hear it till now. That we were given talents. And this lazy one, he said to God, "Lord, I buried this. I kept my talents, so when you come back," you know, because, see, he didn't want to do nothing. He just wanted the props. He wanted to be recognized, but he didn't want to do nothing with the talent. You know how we have those around us. Some of us are those, but we're going to say that for another lesson. And I remember saying, "God, what am I doing over here? What is it that over here is doing for me?" Because I really looked around and I was seeing how it only took us a few days, a couple of weeks. We put the call out for bikers. And when the people showed up, and I said, "God, this has to be your doing. Lord, this has to be your doing." Because, see, with the COVID and everything, and people had on their masks and they were social distancing as best they could, for one thing, we had 4 pieces of paper for registry. It was 30 names on each page. Now, mind you, everybody didn't register. Some didn't get there in time. Some just jumped in while we was riding. But I know for a fact it was 4 sheets of paper. And each sheet of paper had 30 names on it. And it was full. And like I said, some people didn't even, majority of the people didn't register. Anyway, as I was doing this event, I began to just talk to God, and I was listening to God talk to me. And I came home, and I started studying my word, and I got to Ecclesiastes. This is what the studies had gave me. Chapter 3, verse 1. "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens." And I said, "Oh, God." It says, "There's a season for everything." And I said, "Lord, I don't know, you'll probably say, why? What's that? But see, it was a season that I rode my bike consistently. I rode my bike constantly. I rode my bike rain, sleet, or snow. I rode my bike so much that I did not get cold, or if I got cold, I was so glad to ride. If I got wet, I was so glad to ride. But in this season, I ride, but I don't ride it like I used to. You know how they say your taste buds change, your structure of your body, your joints and all that change, and your desires change. I could not believe that growing up, but now I believe it. Because I remember my mom used to tell me all the time, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul, his very soul, in the end. And for the so many months, that has been ringing in my head and in my heart. I could just hear my mom like she was still here in the land of living, just talking to me, especially in my sleep, in my dream world. I could hear her say, Renee, what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? And I said, well, I haven't heard that in so long. I think I really needed to hear that at a point. What profits a man to gain the world to lose his soul? And I remember hearing that in my dream. And I started saying to God, God, what are you saying to me? What is it that you're saying? So I remember Numbers 23 and 19. Y'all should know this. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall it not be good? Now, I'm saying that because when my mom was raising us, every time she spoke to us, she spoke to us through the word of God. Sylvia, I see you look it in and say, bring you on camera. Do you want to come on? I want you all to know that when I sit back and I look at it now in our family, I remember we were the kids running around, but now we're the elders. I remember growing up with the fourth generation because of my age category, but I'm a third generation. I'm a grandchild of Molly and George Seabury, but I was growing up with the grandchildren. Let me bring Sylvia on so I can get it to act right. So, let me see if she's going to come in. It's going to say. So, this what I'm saying is that, okay, they say the guest declined the live video. Okay. What I'm saying is that I know I'm in a new season. Because my mindset is different. My praise is different. My heart is different. I don't want to hurt people's feelings no more with what come out of this right here. Because now when I speak, I want to speak about love. Now when I speak, I want to speak about thus said the Lord. When I speak, I want to speak about how God has been so good to me. When I speak, I want to speak about how God has built me up and God has set me free. When I speak, I want to speak about things that I know, because, see, when we did that ride and I started seeing how people, what is they about to leave, that's why I Okay, Sylvia. But thank you anyway. I wanted to say, God, I'm in a place where I have to get in your word. I have to get, like, Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. And he, but I'm going to say she, and she shall be planted like a tree by the rivers of water that bringeth forth her fruit. It said his fruit and his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, I want to get like that. I want to be like a tree planted by the river. And what we know is that when trees and grass and flowers, when they get proper watering and they get proper lighting, they grow. And they produce food or fruit. What I mean by food is fruit, berries, vines, or whatever. They produce life. They're supposed to. Because if they don't, like Jesus did with the fig tree, he'll just curse it. Now, I want to get like the tree. I want to get strong and rooted. I want to be planted by the rivers. My leaves won't wither. I want to be able to give life. I want to be able to speak life to and over somebody. Because when you don't have anything to say, sometimes just being quiet is speaking a lot. Because see, while you're quiet, you could be praying. And we all know that prayer changes things. We all know that prayer is powerful. You ain't got to be screaming and hollering like the word of God said, like heathens in the street, so people can see you praying. You have to get in your prayer space and your prayer room and your prayer posture. What I mean by I meant to say posture. You gotta know what I mean. You got to get in your place of when you're standing in prayer, whether you're sitting next to somebody, standing next to somebody, kneeling next to somebody, or just walking. Prayer changes things. And you have to know that when you're hooking up with somebody, that they're on the same thing you're on the vision that God gave you, that this is a new season, because we're living in a world that's a new season. We're living in a world where we're masked up, gloved up, standoffish. The word says what shut down. It tells us to go in our house for a little while, because this anger was just last for a little bit. When the world is shut down, when you can't go to church, when you can't get with the choir to have choir rehearsal or the praise team to have praise team rehearsal or Bible study, everything is done by Zoom if you have a compatible phone or internet. You may can't get with someone because I know people in this day and age, they still don't have a Facebook page. They still don't have internet. Matter of fact, like me, I don't have cable at my house. I'm not going to pay that much money for you to keep telling me I got to see the same thing over and over and over and over. I'm not going to do that. Like Minister Margot said, prayer is always in order. You have to understand, sometimes you could be talking with somebody and all you got to do is just say, you know what? God is taking you to a new season, a new place in your life. And a lot of times people think it's going to be like, bam, it's there. No. It's a preparation. What I mean by that, a lot of times your mind has to get in the place of you accepting God is taking you in a new season. Because God could be taking you into a new season don't mean you're going to accept it. Because you may still get caught up in, girl, look what I did. I made it happen. Yeah, you know, I had did this and did that, you know, because of everything I did, I made it happen. When a lot of times you got to sit back and say, you know what? Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Because, see, it was the things that happened in my life, and I was taught with the word that God know what I want and I need before I even ask. And sometime I may have quietly said in my spirit, not knowing that God was going to do it. You know, we say, God, either help me in my unbelief. Sometimes we don't realize that God's going to do it for us anyway. I may have said, God, work this out. You know, one day you may say you hungry and all of a sudden somebody pull up, girl, you want something to eat? Or, come on, girl, let's go get something to eat. I have my treat. You'll be like, oh, wow. You'd be like, oh, okay. Instead of just saying, God, you heard me. Ooh, so what? I'm going to get an order of fries and a 6-piece, 10-piece McNugget. If that was something you wasn't finna get, or you didn't have the money to get. Yeah, I said wouldn't finna. Sometimes we have to just thank God for the little bitty things. We have to get into a place where we have to say, God, you know what? One thing I do know is you said that there's a season for everything. And I'm in my season of praise. I'm in my season of worship. I'm in my season of acknowledging. I'm in my season of saying, God, I need you. I need to keep my mind on you constantly. I need to be in a place where no matter what happens, you know, as I continue to read my word and talk with Google and ask certain questions, or what could I find in this scripture, Google took me to Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in the Lord. Verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And see, that's what I'm talking about. I need God to strengthen me. I know that I can run to him, for his name is a strong tower. I know that with God on my side, with God in my front, with God in my back, with God inside me, I know that I can't do nothing but succeed. Well, as long as I keep God first, I will continue to understand I'm in a new season. I'm in a season of God saying, I need you to just concentrate on praising me. I need you just to concentrate on worshiping me. I need you to get in a place that I need you to saturate yourself with my word. I need you to listen. See, some of us can't do that. Just listen. Sometimes God would tell us to bless people that we don't even want to bless. I'm going to give you a few minutes with that one. Matter of fact, I'm going to drink some water. Sometimes God will make us. Is that I told you to bless that person. And you'd be like, oh, I get uh-uh. When you go to buy something for yourself, you'll say, buy two. Oh, God, I only need one uh-huh, but such and such need this. I want to spend that kind of money on them. And the first thing God say, I told you to buy two. So you have a choice to either do what God has instructed you to do, or you have a choice to do what you want to do. Because, see, when you do what you want to do, that's when, guess what you have to do? Rewind and start all over again. God had to make me bless somebody I didn't want to bless. I really didn't. Because, see, God was teaching me at that time how to filter myself. And first I had to filter my feelings, how I felt about certain things. Because, you know, they say treasure is where your heart is. Where's our treasure? Mm-hmm. Our treasure. Where's our treasure? I'm going to reach back here and see if I got some treasure on me. Let me see. Yeah, I got a couple of treasures in my pocket. A couple of treasures. Okay. There's our treasure. So when I went by the store, now, when I said, okay, yes, Lord, I'm going to back up a little bit. I said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Not only did I do what God told me to do, and I bought the ones he told me to buy, it was on sale. So I ended up getting two for less than half of what I would have paid for one. Now, y'all, you didn't hear me say I got two for the price of one. I got two for what I would, less than half of what I paid for one. And I was only not able to bless that person, but two other people too. Now, I started looking at the situation. I said, see, when God tell you to do something and when God tell you to move, his timing is the best time. So that was my first walk in the new season. So when God was able to see that I was listening, and I didn't say I wasn't complaining now. Don't get me wrong. I didn't say I didn't complain. But I was listening, and I was willing to follow instructions. I started seeing things coming my way. You heard what I said earlier. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. When I started doing what God told me to do, when he told me to do it, I started seeing some things happen for me. When I started listening for his instruction, I mean, I started getting up saying, Lord, what's the day? You know how we talk to each other and we try to be cool with, what's up? What we doing today, Lord? I started talking to him like, hey, homie, because see, I started getting excited about what God was doing in my life. Now, I want you to understand, the devil was still trying to get in. You know what he do? He tried to kill, steal, and destroy. But I had to stay focused, and I had to say, okay, Lord, I'm looking at right here what you're doing with me. But God over here is starting to, Lord, that's right, Dr. Ryder. I was listening because I had to obey. I started looking at some other things that was kind of like, how they say, rubbing me the wrong way. It was kind of like getting under. Yeah. And I kept saying, God, teach me how to stay focused. Teach me how to walk in this new season. Teach me how to walk in this new place. I had to start remembering that I gave God my word. I gave Apostle Elect my word. I gave Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, my word. I gave my word to God. And I had to start looking at it and say, God, if you keep me focused, I can try to be quiet and let other things take its place. But then at the same time, I had to go to God and say, God, you're going to have to help me because I feel somebody back here in my back, not behind my back, but in my back, trying to come back up front in my heart because I'm trying to walk out. And you know how you say, I had one foot out the door and the other foot, it kept pulling me back. Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. I started saying, Lord, I need you to keep me focused on what and where you're taking me. So I've been talking to God about that, and I began to, like I say, talk to Google and ask Google, what about this and what about that. Google took me to James, the first chapter, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadows of turning. So I had to get that in my spirit that I can't turn back, that the little shadows is over here trying to pull me back and trying to aggravate me and try to talk to me. I had to get in a place where before I snap, I have to say, God, help me right here because I'm about to lose it. God, help me right here because something's about to come out. Verse 18 say, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. 19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. See, right there, I had to say, God, help me. Because I know verse 20 say, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So I had to say, God, with everything that's going on, why is it always the persons or the people that's close to you are always trying you? They're trying to try your level of respect. They're trying to try your level of obedience. They're trying to try your level of listening, as the woman of God says, listening. They're trying to try you to see if you're really trying to walk where you say you walk in, or where you say you're trying to walk. Why is it that a stranger, you kind of expect them and you just say, God bless you? But when it's somebody that's close to you, keep bothering you and pushing you and trying you, and then one day you forget you're in a new season and you snap. But I'm here to say to you, saints, if that happens and when that happens, the first thing you do is start crying out to God. Oh, God, help me. Lord, I don't want to have to start over. Lord, I meant to straighten the situation out, but I didn't mean to go in that direction. God, is this thing still in me? Is this thing still in the place where you got me in a new season? But then I had to realize the new season is part of me realizing some old things are still in there. Y'all ain't listening to me. I had to realize in my new season, I still had some old things in there. Now look at this. This is what 1 John 2:24 said. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, yet also shall continue in you the Son and the Father. And this is the promise that he have promised us, even eternal life. And I said that because when I put it all on the altar, see, I was in a place, I thought I had put it all on the altar, but it was something I don't know if I automatically thought it was gone, or I don't know what I thought, but it was some things I hadn't put on the altar yet, because I don't even know if I realized it needed to be on the altar. I might have thought it was automatic. But, you know, sometimes we give all these good praise reports of, but I had to remember my new season is God has let me know it's still some things in there you got to let go. It's still some things in there that you got to give me. Because I'm telling you, when a person can drive you to a place that when you finally do let go, you remember that pressure cookers, those my age category? You remember them pressure cookers our mamas used to use? And they say, uh-uh, open that pot. Yes, Minister Margo, God knows the heart. And they would say, don't open that pot because the pressure is so strong up under that top. You don't know what's going to come up out of there and how it's going to come out of there. But when somebody can push you so and you become a pressure cooker and it's just boiling and boiling and boiling and you think you really is letting the Lord use you, but all of a sudden you blow up and you snap out. I don't know about y'all, but I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. And you have to pick up the phone afterwards. Once you call on the Lord and you want to make sure that God heard you, you pick up the phone and for strength. You pick up the phone for if one or two touch and agree. That you get a third party involved and say, I have did a, and you, because you just at the place you said, I don't know, I'm not going to say I don't know what made me do it. You in a place where you got so full. It's like new wine in an old bottle and you just got busted open. Because I think that's what it was. I had some new wine and I still had an old bottle. And I just thank God that he's put me in a season where I'm not just praying something like, I'm praying for real. I'm not just praying kind of. I'm praying for real. When I get up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up, I'm saying, thank you, Lord, come abide in me. Thank you, Lord, I invite you into my life. Just over this Monday, I heard a minister, Lauren Seabury, say, God, come stay with me. Come live with me. That's a new place I'm at because I'm saying, God, come stay with me. Come live with me. I'm not asking him to be my babysitter. I'm asking him to be my deliverer. I'm not asking him to be my babysitter. I'm asking him to be my Lord and Savior. I'm not asking him to be my babysitter. I'm asking him to be my God. And I'm saying that to say, when you find yourself in a new season, don't be scared to be transparent. When you find yourself in a new season, don't be scared to say, old things have passed away. God, I'm calling for all things to be new. God, I'm calling on you to get my heart completely, not somewhat. But then once you make yourself established to that person, you won't handle me like this in any kind of way. You start asking God to teach you how to keep that point forward, but at the same time, not to have to go back to it in that format. You know what I'm saying? How before, when you remember when you first learned how to boil rice, the fire was up too high and the water cooked out and the rice was bubbling, but it all stuck at the bottom of the pot or the pan, whatever you use. But now you know how to cook the rice and put enough water in it because you need to strain it after you wash it and cook it. You're asking God to teach you how to be mindful of your season. Because, see, now I'm being cooked. I'm like the gold. And my soot is coming up, and I'm asking God to scrape it on off. Because when I go before him, I want to say, God, I used my talents. When I go before him, I want to say, God, I went and did what you told me to do, whether it was over here fighting to bring the community back together or whether it was over here making a stand to let them know God can change anything because God changed me. God can change anybody because God changed me. God will love everybody because God still loves me. I want you all to know that. And I want you to know that it's nothing you could do but be truthful to yourself while you're being truthful to God. Because he already knows. He already knows before you even say something. So with that being said, thank you all for tuning in tonight. I hope you understood what I was saying or got what I was saying. I hope that what I was saying made sense. I am going to pause for a second to see if anybody on Blog Talk would like to say something while we're on Facebook Live, and then we'll go from there. So if anybody on Blog Talk would like to say something, please speak now.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I would like to say, yeah, that was nice sermon that you gave right now. Yeah, nice sermon right now, what you gave. You described it like rice in a pot, boiling and whatnot, and praising on him first. That's all.
Keep obeying God, keep obeying God, and keep obeying God. That's it.
So since we don't have anyone else on Blog Talk,
to let you know that, thank you, Apostle Elect, I call back in now. It's amazing to me how every Monday, every Friday, and every Sunday, the enemy try to get in the way of Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Blog Talk, I'm back on. If anybody did call back in, I hope so. But if anybody would like to speak at this time, please speak up while we're still on live on Facebook, please.
So, yeah, all I said was obey God, obey God, obey God.
Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else that would like to say something at this time? Because the phone just dropped. Okay, with that being said, that was just something tonight I just wanted to share with you all, because as I was just going through this week, it was just so much on me. It was like, okay, God, you changed my desires. I don't desire to hang over here and do this no more. I don't desire to talk like this and treat people like that no more. I don't desire to be handled this kind of way. I've never been handled like that. But God, y'all know how you say I ain't no punk. God, I just want you to use me and use me to the fullest. I want you to teach me how, as the word say, hold my mule. God, the word says that what profits a man to gain the whole world and loses his soul? And a lot of times we look at it we think we got it so together that we want to tell somebody that we messed up. We want to tell somebody that I dropped an attitude bomb. You know, I got so full of myself, I couldn't hold it back. It has been times that I had to take care of situations on the phone with bill collectors or whatever. And you know how certain bill collectors, they talk to you crazy any kind of way. And I had enough sense that before I made the phone call or accepted the call, I would ask my sister to be on the phone with me. And I would say to her, would you be on the phone with me so I can stay in a certain frame of mind? And she would have to have the business for me because they would have me so PO'd or upset, you know, pushed over. That's what my PO stands for. They would have me so pushed over the limit that I would have to say to her, could you handle this for me? And she would handle it for me. And you have family members sometimes, you have to say, you know what, I'm going to go and take care of this and I'm going to say this, because the old me would have said, well, blah, blah, blah. But I thank God for what he's doing with me, for me. And, you know, nobody could tell your testimony but you. Nobody could tell your place of being corrected but you. Because, see, if you don't let people know God is forgiving you, God is still working on you, a lot of times people think they're the only one. And that's when the enemy kills, steals, and destroys. Because, see, sometimes people need to know you're not the only one. Even right here, somebody got caught up. So I'm saying me, I got caught up in a place where you're not going to handle me like that, you know. And I must say, things have gotten a lot better. Gotten a lot better. It's not because of what I said. It's because I went to God and said, oh, God, help me. Help me, Lord. I went from 0 to 150 in less than a split second. And it just was like, wow. I can hear myself and see myself, but I went from 0 to 150. I could not. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for my new season. I thank God for allowing me to recognize what had happened. And I thank God that I was able to come to him and say, Lord God, I have no excuse. All I have is a broken heart, open arms, and a desire to be forgiven. Okay, now, with that being said, you all know this. God is a God of mercy, new mercy, forgiving mercy, great mercy. God is a God that he's not a man that he should lie. God is a God that if you come to him, no matter when, that's it, Minister Margo, thank you. God wipes the slate clean. He said he threw him in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. I thank Apostle Elect for saying, obey God. And I thank her for being my prayer partner. I thank her and Minister Margo for having an open heart, open ears, and a willingness to be a mentor at times that's needed. And I'm saying to you all, if you have a person that will pray with you and for you, call them. Don't be scared to expose yourself, because if you try to save yourself, you lose yourself. If you let it go and let it be exposed, not only will you be delivered, but you will be set free, because that thing won't be held hanging over your head and held over your head so that you can hold up holy hands. Yes, that's another story. So we're going to end the program tonight with saying thank you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Please come back and listen next Friday. where does Prophet Antoine Thomas turn? We share Fridays, and it will be his turn. The man of God has a word in his mouth that God is going to release through Prophet Antoine Thomas. This Monday is the first Monday of the month of September. Wow, it's September already. Next month is my birthday. We will start celebrating. Matter of fact, we can start celebrating now. It takes 2 months to celebrate me. Yes, it do. And the grand finale will be October 16th. If I'm not mistaken, that's the weekend. So feel free. I accept gifts. I accept cash. Yes, I accept it. Thank you. But back to the program. We're here on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They're here on Sunday mornings with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E. The program is Let's Talk. On Monday evenings, we are here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let me take that back. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the first Monday, so our very own Dr. Sabrina Wright will be bringing forth the Word of God. That woman of God is awesome. She has a word in her mouth also. The doctor has written a book that's called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. And how many of you all know that God has prescriptions from Genesis to Revelation? This woman of God has written a book. You can reach her by her email, which is givetoafrica@yahoo.com. It's G-I-V-E, the number 2, A-F-R-I-C-I-A. @yahoo.com, or you can reach her by Facebook. I will spell it for you: capital D R, capital C Y R E N E, Wright, W R I G H T. Dr. Serena is one word. Her IM is the same as her Facebook, Dr. Serena Wright. That's on Facebook. You can reach her to get her book. Now, with that being said, I want you all to know that Pastor Troy has service on Sundays. He does Facebook Live about 2:30 p.m. You can tune in for Pastor Troy's Sunday service. Dr. Loretta Pickett, she has a Monday to Friday prayer line at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Phone number is 425-436-6341, code 660925. Her foundational scripture is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Missionary Linda Handy also has a prayer line on Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Her phone number is 605-313-4818. Code number 647-147. And don't forget, for this ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, which is presented to you through Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, no, there's nothing too hard for God. Take it to God in prayer consistently, constantly. Wrap your word of God around you. Wrap your prayers to God around you. What I mean by that is stay consistent with talking to God, because in this day, time, and age, you need to know that you know that you know that you have given it all over to God and you didn't take it back. Before you take it back, you would add more to it. And I just would love to tell you all that I've constantly been on my face before God. And on this week, all I could just hear in my spirit was the little song. It's an old song. It said, "Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. I need you to save me, Lord. Come by here. I need you to save me, Lord. Come back here. I need you to save me, Lord. Come back here. Oh, Lord. Come back here." Just get a song in your spirit and just constantly sing it to yourself. Sing it to God and just know that God is present all day. He don't sleep nor slumber. God don't take vacations. He don't take medical leave. He don't take family leave. He don't take leave or absence. God don't go on lunch break, 10-minute break. It's too hot break. It's too cold break. They giving me a headache break. God is always there. And all he's asking you to do is break out of yourself and just call on him. So I hope you all got something tonight. I just want to say, Lord, I'm coming to you right now in prayer, asking you, God, let something fall on someone's heart. Let something get in someone's ear. Let the words that were spoke out of your word on tonight, God, let somebody go back and read it for themselves. Let them go back and look at the archives to get the scriptures, to get the prayer line information, to get the ministry information. God, touch their hearts. Touch them that they may want you even the more, want to know you even the more. Whether they're looking at it live now or they're looking at it in the archives, God, let something be said. Let the young man that called in earlier with a phone drop, God, touch his heart. Let him know that you are God and God alone, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. There's nothing nobody can imitate about it, because you are God and the only true living God. There's no other like you. You don't have a substitute, and you don't have nobody that step in your place. God, I just want to say I love you, Lord. This ministry loves you, Lord. Keep doing what you're doing. Bless each and every listener. Bless each and every watcher. Cover their household, God. We ask you to come in our life, oh God. We ask you to come stay with us, come live with us, come live within us. God, we just ask you to be God. God, keep America covered. Keep America covered, God. Somebody right now is calling on you, oh God. God, do it for them, do it for them, do it for them, do it for them. Let every viewer on tonight, God, rest assured that you are God in their life today, tomorrow, forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Share the video, you all. Good night.